Glenn the Toolbox Show, podcast for August 23rd, 2013. Yes, I'm back for another edition of the podcast. Thank you for your download, really appreciate it. So, we gotta talk about what we did on a previous podcast, which was a while back, maybe about 3 weeks ago. We talked about the job hunt, we talked about the 11 dumb things done with email, and then we talked about music. This show, more of the same, a little bit different. Maybe not a lot focused on the job hunt, but we'll talk about the job hunt, what's going on with that. Then we got an article on, speaking of jobs, 10 jobs where people can't stand their coworkers. Yeah, I've been in a few jobs that I really can't stand my coworkers. And then we'll talk about Star Trek. Star Trek convention is this weekend here in Seattle. I will be attending both days, so we'll talk about that in a moment. So let's talk about the job hunt. Yeah, I've been kind of working. It's very limited. Doing the social media account for No Quarter, the Led Zeppelin tribute band out of Tacoma. Playing at the Showwear Center, September 19th. Tickets are on sale. Go to Showwear, that's Showare, center.com for tickets. Tickets start at $20. And make sure you check them out because they are a really good Led Zeppelin tribute band. I mean, they are good. And you know, I'm not a Zeppelin fan, but I enjoy their music. Let's put it that way. I enjoy their music. It's not that I will listen to it often, but I enjoy their music. And these guys really do it up. They get in costume. They do everything they can to sound and look like Led Zeppelin from the 1960s. So I've been doing their social media account, posting Facebook messages, uploading photos and video. Been doing some video editing as well. Some After Effects to help them out, to help promote the show. Been sending out emails to local radio stations. Hopefully we'll get them on the air. But if you're in Lewiston, Idaho this weekend, this Saturday, matter of fact, they will be playing at Hot August Nights in Lewiston. Not sure about ticket information, but if you Google Hot August Nights in Lewiston, Idaho, they are playing there. Go check them out if you're in the area. But if you can't make it to Lewiston, come see us at the Showwear Center because it's going to be one heck of a show. They really do a good show. And, you know, I've been doing that for them. Excuse me. And then I've been continuing to look for my own, you know, work. Been busy on that. Been trying to find a regular job. It's not working. I don't know why. I think I got the skill set. And, you know, I've been trying to get social media jobs. You know, social media marketing jobs. And I want to give a shout out to this one podcast I've been listening to. And it's a great podcast if you want to learn about social media marketing. I only listened to about 10 of them. And they got about 60 podcasts so far. They do it about once a week. It's brought to you by socialmediaexaminer.com. And they are called the Social Media Podcast. It's kind of like a jungle theme, you know, helping you out. They talk to many, you know, people in the know on how to do social media. And believe it or not, it's actually helped me out a bunch with ideas, thoughts, links. And if you're interested in social media marketing, go check them out, socialmediaexaminer.com, and check them out. Because, you know, they do a good quality podcast. Unlike mine, I'm just doing it on a simple Mac with a simple microphone. I'm doing it the quick and dirty way. And, you know, I do it for fun. I'm not here to make money. I'm here to talk to you guys and have some fun. And I know you guys enjoy listening to me every time I do a podcast because, you know, I do look at the downloads. So keep on downloading, and if you're in, make sure you subscribe to my podcast, because next week, there's going to be a heck of a lot more stuff. I will almost guarantee. I can't promise you anything. But that's the last portion of this podcast. We'll talk more about that in a moment. So, you know, the job hunt, like I said, I'm on the usual stuff. Craigslist, LinkedIn, Indeed, Monster, all them. Just the same old story. Not interested. I mean, I'm getting so frustrated on what's going on. I don't know why I'm not getting job offers. You know, my brother actually brought this up to an idea. You know, on my resume, which I should have brought in, the original job title that I've given myself was called Social Media Marketing Consultant and Community Manager. Yeah, that's great. But that's such a small portion of what I really do. So he suggested I change my job title to Digital Marketing Manager and Community Consultant and Community Manager. And that covers a lot of social media as well. And I think that will help me out. We'll see here shortly. I have an interview this Tuesday. We'll find out. It's with a real estate company. Let's see how that works. Hopefully the podcast that I've been listening to will really help me out when it comes to expressing my thoughts and ideas. And they do have a lot of great ideas. And here's one tip that I've heard from them. Use images, photos, because everybody loves sharing photos. There's like three different types of things that are shared the most on social media, especially Facebook and Twitter. Kids, dogs, and bacon. Those are the most shared images. Kids, dogs, and bacon. And when I refer to bacon, it could be food, it could be other things, but mostly it's bacon. I don't know why. But dogs, I understand. Everybody loves dogs. I mean, if you look at my own private, personal Facebook account, my dog Jat's up there all the time. Since I have no children, I take pictures of animals in my neighborhood. The seal on the dock, maybe a deer, maybe a nice rainbow or something like that. But, you know, that's, you know, hopefully going to, you know, set me apart from other people. So I think I'm done with talking about the job hunt for now. Let's get right into this article, because the article's interesting, because if you get a job, or if you're in a job, you might want to hear about this. This comes from Yahoo Finance, dated August 22nd, so a few days ago. And it says, 11 jobs where people can't stand their coworkers. And this article is done by Vivian Giang, G-I-A-N-G. And it reads, some jobs created more enemies than friends. A recent published pay scale report examined jobs where the most people said that they would ask their coworkers if they were allowed to change one thing about their work environment. Based on more than 28,000 responses from PayScale users, the jobs with the most aggravating coworkers include maintenance workers, food preparers, servers, healthcare practitioners, and personal care workers. A lot of these jobs are in the lower end of the pay and higher end stress. Katie Barardo, B-A-R-D-A-R-O, the lead economist at PayScale, tells Business Insiders, it's easier for coworkers to get aggravated by coworkers who aren't pulling their weight since it's more of a group effort. No. Yeah, I've been in those situations where coworkers don't pull their own weight. They think it's a group effort, when in fact it's not. It continues. Below are the top 10 jobs where people can't stand their coworkers, according to payscale.com. And there are 10 of them. Maintenance workers, tops of the list, food preppers, food prep and handling related. This is number two. Production operations, building and grounds cleaning, healthcare practitioners and technical operators. They're tied with number four. Healthcare support occupations. I'll get into that in a moment. Office and administrative support occupations. Protective services occupations. Life, physical, and social science occupations. And number 10, personal care and services occupations. The article continues. On the other hand, jobs where people are most content with their coworkers tend to be those where employees don't rely much on one another for a day-to-day basis. Yes, I agree, because we'll get to that. These jobs, such as social services, education, engineering, arts, and media sales and businesses. In these jobs, your entire work doesn't rest on how your coworkers are doing. This is especially true in sales, where performance falls on your shoulders and you take the reins and run with it. The report also found that baby boomers report the highest desire to change their coworkers, where Gen Ys are the most content with their colleagues. Okay, let's get into the meat and potatoes of everything. In other words, if you're paid like crap, you're going to hate your coworkers. That's true. Now, maintenance workers, yeah. Because if someone's not pulling their own weight, it makes your job harder. That goes for healthcare support occupations, number six. As a phlebotomist myself, I know that to be factual 100%. Where I knew coworkers who did not want to pull their own weight. I would get mad at coworkers because they would say, I can't stick this person, they're moving around, or they're a hard stick. Or they were, you know, or I just don't have time. I got fed up with that. Because they were not pulling their own weight. Here's what I did in that situation. And you can do this too. If people say that they don't have the skill set to do their own job, teach them. I took a few phlebotomists underneath my wing that said they were having problems and they couldn't stick people or could not get the blood from a particular patient. And I went down to that particular patient, found a vein real easy. Of course, I've been drawing for a while at that point. And I took him and I was like, can you feel that? Can you see that? Do you see this? I mean, you know, you had the geriatrics, which is an older person, you know, mainly in their senior years, that are, you know, maybe not in the best situations. They might smell funny or they might move. That's what the nurse is there for. And I told these people, says, look, if you're having problems, get some help. You're not in this alone. So I taught them my tricks. And in some situations, it did work. Others, just pure laziness. Just pure laziness. And I agree with the article that if you are in a job where it's solely on your shoulders to succeed or fail, you will do better. Now, there's, you know, type A and type B personalities. We all have heard that. You know, and in certain personalities, you know, mainly in the type B, they don't want to be bothered. They don't want to be bugged. You know, they see it as a burden if you are trying to add more work to them when they're super busy. The way I work is place job on desk. Job gets done, puts it in the outbox. Put more job work on desk. Don't ask me to stop what I'm doing to help you out. Or to stop whatever I'm doing to start a new project. I get job done from point A to point B to point C. That's the way I do. And I do it well. When a job gets done, I start a new job. Or a new assignment. But not every job is like that. There's some jobs where you have an assignment that's due 5 days from now. And then you have an assignment that's due tomorrow. And they're given to you at different points in time. You might be working at the one that's due 5 days from now when job, you know, the second job says, come on, we need this done by tomorrow. As long as I'm given notice, I'm fine. If you don't give me notice, I run a heck. So, if you have a job that you can't stand your coworkers, take my advice. If it's a skill set problem, teach them. Teach them everything you know, because that might resolve the issue. If it's a pure laziness problem, build documentation. Because documentation will save your butt. I had a person that was that was not doing their job. I continue to document every time that person not did their job and the times that I received their work. I had over 1,000 documentations on one individual. Let's just say nothing got resolved because they were well liked by the supervisor. But still, I had other situations where I had documentation on people. They were let go. As long as you build your documentation, you're covering your own butt. Because then it cannot come back on you. Because if they say, oh, this job wasn't done on time, what happened? Well, you got the documentation. Says, well, so-and-so passed it off me because they claimed they didn't have time. I had to complete their task. Here's when I received it. Make sure you get that documentation. And keep it somewhere where no one can get to it. And if it's got personal information, keep it on site. Don't take it home. Because then they'll accuse you of stealing things. So, last subject. It's the Star Trek convention here in Seattle. Bill Shatner's showing up. Bill Shatner. Captain James T. Kirk. He's showing up to do the Star Trek convention. And I'm hoping that I get to interview him from the Glenn the Toolbot show, not from the old radio station I used to work for. This is my own stuff, my own thing. It's not for them. They're not having it. Because I asked them. I actually emailed them. Pull me out of retirement. Just for this one gig. I'll get you some great stuff. They declined. So it's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I'm going for both days. And I'm hoping, to get my media pass so I can talk to, Bill Shatner. Kate Mulgrew, who was Captain Janeway, was supposed to show up, but she can't make it now. But LeVar Burton, Jordy LaForge is going to be there. Maria Stratus, who's Deanna Troi, she's going to be there. Denise Crosby. She's going to be there. A lot of, I wouldn't say the older generation, it's more the new generation, everything from Star Trek Next Generation all the way up to Enterprise. They're going to be there. So I'm going to try to talk to as many as I can. And Quark, the guy who played Quark, Maurice Sherman is his last name. He's going to be there. I'm going to try to get some Ferengi proverbs out of him. And ask him about business. And see how much I can get out of his brain. Because We'll talk about that in the next podcast, because me and my wife are planning on getting something, and hopefully some Ferengi knowledge will definitely help me out. So, you know, we're planning on getting some autographs from Bill Shatner, and hopefully we'll get to interview him. We'll do a video, and we'll definitely put it on this podcast, hopefully by Wednesday. No, I'm going to scratch that. Maybe Monday or Thursday of next week. So you'll get another edition of the podcast with the interviews. That's going to be great. So I'm going to end my podcast. I do have some news on the Glenda Toolbox website. I'm going to take that down. I have no more use for it. It's not useful. It's cost me $40 every 3 months. So I'm going to take it down after the Star Trek convention. So that's going to be it there. If you want to get information, make sure you check out the Facebook page, Glenn the Toolbox Show. Check it out there. So I'm going to end my podcast. If you want to get more information about my podcast, maybe give an archive of the podcast until this Saturday. There's always the website, www.glenthetoolbox.com. That's glenthetoolbox.com. We're available on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe. And we're proudly sponsored by Toolbox Communications, your media solution, and the Led Zeppelin Experience featuring No Quarter at the Showwear Center, September 19th. Get your tickets now. From Podcast Central on lovely Fox Island, Washington, this is Glenn the Toolbox, signing off.